Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. One good man. But God was watching. He saw what a terrible place the world had become, and he saw that everyone was lying and cheating and killing. He saw that no one cared about doing what was good and right anymore, and he knew that in their hearts all they wanted was to do evil and bad. But God saw one good man. His name was Noah. Noah still cared about God. He listened to God, and he always tried to do what God said, and God was pleased with Noah. God said to Noah, "Noah, I have decided to put an end to this mess. People have made my world, and I'll start it all over." So God said to Noah, "I want you to build a boat." It was going to be a very big boat. God told Noah exactly how to make it. It was going to be longer than any football field, and higher than any three-story house. It was going to have one door and a window all around beneath the roof. God called the boat an ark. This was going to be a big job for the 500-year-old man. Now, that's how old Noah was when God gave him his little project to do. Now, Noah might have thought, "This job is too big and I am too old." And he didn't even have any power tools out back in his shed. But he did have God, and with God on his side, anything is possible. So Noah went right to work. He did everything just as God had told him. His neighbors must have thought he was crazy. While they were spending all their time doing wicked tricks to please themselves, Noah was hard at work, pleasing God. Noah kept on working, day after day, year after year, and day after day, and year after year. People laughed at him. And then one day, Noah put down his hammer. The ark was finished. There it was, the giant boat, resting on dry land, and no lake in sight. What was God thinking? He was thinking he had another job for Noah, a real big job. God said to Noah, "Now I want you to find two of every animal, a male and a female, and bring them into the ark, and bring enough food for them all too." God also told Noah to bring extra pairs of some animals, some food, and some for sacrifices. Just think what noises that must have been. Cows mooing, lions roaring, dogs barking, elephants trumpeting, all at once. What a noise! And what a mess. It must have smelled pretty bad too. And how do you keep tigers from eating little lambs? Still, with God's help, Noah did it all, just as God told him to, until finally there was just one more animal to get onto the ark. Noah was pushing on the wrinkly behind a grumpy elephant, an elephant who really didn't want to go on a cruise. When Noah felt a drop of rain hit his head, the end.